KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap some weekend high school sports activities at cross country on Saturday. The Kemper Catholic Invitational in girls class A. The team title went to Harlan with 41 points. Atlantic was the runner-up with 70. North Polk was 72 was third. Individually, Taylor McCready of Atlantic was the champ, running 20 minutes, 39 seconds to win the title. Harlan's Grace Lee Castor placed fifth. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan was seventh, and Kaya Beaker of Harlan was eighth. Reagan Wicks of Harlan ninth. Atlantic's Ashley Went placed 11th. Harlan's Brecken Van Bale finished in 12th place. Liv Friend of Harlan was 13th. Carson Rush of Atlantic was 14th. Harlan's Abby Baldwin 19th, while Madison Botos of Atlantic was 21st individually. In the girls' Class B race at Kemper on Saturday, Madison Schoenbeck of OABCIG was the champ. Charlie Adams of Griswold ran third. Emma Bierman of IKM Manning was sixth. McKenna Mullen of IKM Manning ran eighth. Shelby Wilson of Exira EHK placed 11th. Maddie Ogle of Underwood was 13th. Kate Hansen of Exira EHK was 15th. Griswold's Alicia Saylor placed 20th overall. In the boys' Class A division in Saturday's meet, it was Aiden Booten Thomas Jefferson winning the meet. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic ran 17:57. He placed second, just ahead of Trey Gross of Harlan, who was third. Brad Dennis of Atlantic was 13th. Evan Brummer was 16th for Atlantic. Harlan's Brennan Monk placing 19th overall. Also in the boys' Class B division, Sean McDermott of Madrid was the individual champ. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning was 6th. Tanner Spolstra of IKM Manning 10th. Connor Keller of IKM Manning was 15th. Keegan Pinchot of Underwood was 16th. Adam Gruen of IKM Manning was 17th. Griswold's Aiden Rosell was 22nd. And John Saylor 23rd for the Tigers in that meet Saturday. Team championship went to Madrid with 25 points. IKM Manning with 73 points, placing second overall. In the boys' Class A, it was Thomas Jefferson winning the team title with 45 points. Lewis Central with 89 was second. Atlantic placed fourth with 115 in that portion of the meet on Saturday. Also, high school volleyball action over the weekend. ACGC hosting a tournament after pool play. It was Coon Rapids Bayard earning 7th place with a 2-0 win over Exira EHK. Glidden Ralston placed 5th, beating Colfax Mingo. Underwood in the semifinals beat West Central Valley, and ACGC downed Audubon in the semis. 3rd place match went to West Central Valley 2-0 over Audubon. The title, Underwood wins over ACGC 2-0. Also at the Mount Air tournament after pool play, semifinals saw Shenandoah beat Lamoni 2 in a row. Winterset over East Mills 2 in a row. East Mills beat Lamoni for 3rd place in the championship. Shenandoah 2-1 over Winterset. Also at the Red Oak tournament on the weekend, they ran through a few rounds of pool play. And then in the finals in the gold pool, it was Abe Lincoln over Tri-Center and Sydney beating Tri-Center. Sydney also beat Abraham Lincoln for the title 2-1. In the silver pool, it was Mount Vernon beating Trainer 2-1. Red Oak beat both Trainer and Mount Vernon in 2 straight. In the bronze pool, Harlan downed Clarinda 2-1. Clarinda beat Creston 2-1, and Harlan over Creston 2-0. Also at the West Harrison tournament, that was a round robin event. It was Missouri Valley winning, going 5-0. AHSTW 4-1 on that meet. Thomas Jefferson was 3-2. Woodbine 2-3. West Harrison 1-4. Whiting went 0-5 in that meet. Also at the Carroll tournament over the weekend, running through some pool play, IKM Manning was one of the teams involved in that meet. They went 2-1 in pool play before losing to Humboldt 2-0 in the bracketed round. Also at the Fort Dodge tournament, Lewis Central won all 4 of their matches in the round robin event before losing the title game 2-0 to Des Moines Christian. At the Melcher Dallas tournament, that was a round robin event. Nottoway Valley went 2-1 in that meet on Saturday. Well, Iowa takes a 3-0 record into the start of Big Ten play after a 38-14 win Saturday over Northern Iowa. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Hawkeye offense started fast and rolled up a season-high 545 yards. Things get a little tougher, though, when Wisconsin visits for the conference opener here this week.
We're hardly a perfect team right now, but our guys have been focused. They've had a good attitude. And when I say that, part of that attitude is they understand that, you know, we have to get better and we have to show up and compete. or else we're going to be in trouble.
That's Coach Kirk Ferentz, who said he was pleased with how his team approached each of the non-conference games. Now, a year ago, the Badgers smothered the Iowa offense in Madison.
You know, they're a good team. They're a sound team, and definitely contenders for the Big Ten every year. So we know that it's going to be a hard-fought game, but, you know, all that's settled on the field, so we're just going to go and do what we do.
That was tight end Noah Fant. Quarterback Nate Stanley says it was a confidence boost Saturday for the offense.
You know, I think it kind of relieved some of the pressure that we were putting on our defense, especially late in games when we were needing to score just to win. So, I think it was huge for us and big momentum builder for us as we move into next week.
Iowa's defense continued to dominate and gave up only 6 yards rushing to the Panthers.
Just the camaraderie amongst all the position groups, everyone on the field. We got guys running in the field in sub packages. We just keep coming together, and if we play together as a defense, we can do good things. We've shown that, and we're looking to improve now.
That's defensive end Parker Hesse. The Hawkeyes will host the Badgers this weekend. We'll have the game for you Saturday on the radio. It's a 7:30 kickoff. Iowa State is 0-2, but Coach Matt Campbell saw progress in a 37-27 loss to fifth-ranked Oklahoma Saturday.
The reality of it is, for my team, I'm really proud of them. The growth from week one to week two, I thought is exactly what this coaching staff and the leadership on this team was looking for. Are we there yet? No. We'll get there.
Zeb Noland relieved the injured Kyle Kemp at quarterback, and he threw for 360 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
He had a great game. Played really well. I thought made great decisions. Even at the end, that's not his fault. You know, he's pressured just trying to make a play at the end of it, but really proud of him, and he's done what we've seen Zeb do, quite honestly, and every opportunity he's gotten, he's taken advantage of it, so that's great for Zeb.
Noland is expected to remain the starter this week when the Cyclones host Akron. LSU has surged to number 6 in the Associated Press College football poll after its second victory of September against a highly ranked team. The Tigers began the season ranked 25th before wins over Miami and Auburn. Wisconsin tumbled from 6th to 18th with Saturday's loss to BYU. The Cougars are one of three newcomers in the poll, along with Texas A&M and Boston College. Top-ranked Alabama strengthened its hold on number 1, getting a season-high 58 first-place votes. Clemson slipped out of the number 2 spot for the first time this season. Georgia climbed ahead of the Tigers. Ohio State and Oklahoma are 4th and 5th, followed by LSU, Stanford, Notre Dame, Auburn, and Washington. In the NFL yesterday, Patrick Mahomes was outstanding in his third NFL start as he tied a franchise record with 6 touchdown passes in the Chiefs' 42-37 win over the Steelers. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The 22-year-old Mahomes finished 23 of 28 for 326 yards as Kansas City won in Pittsburgh for the first time in 32 years. Ben Roethlisberger was 39 of 60 for 452 yards and 3 touchdowns, but the Steelers gained just 33 yards rushing, playing their second game without holdout Le'Veon Bell. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Indianapolis beat Washington 21-9, Tampa Bay over Philadelphia 27-21, Miami beat New York, the Jets 20-12, it was Tennessee over Houston 20-17, LA Chargers over Buffalo 31-20, Atlanta beat Carolina 31-24, Minnesota and Green Bay played to a 29-all tie through overtime. Also, it was New Orleans over Cleveland 21-18, the Rams over Arizona 34-0, San Francisco beat Detroit 30-27, Denver over Oakland 20-19, Jacksonville beat New England 31-20, Dallas over the New York Giants 20-13. Tonight, Seattle is in Chicago. In baseball yesterday, the Dodgers' 5-0 loss to the Cardinals puts L.A. and St. Louis back in a tie for second in the National League wild card. Adam Wainwright held the Dodgers to 2 hits, fanning 9 over 6 innings. Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Colorado also picked up wins in the National League. Tyler Austin hit one of Minnesota's 4 homers and made a spectacular catch while flipping into the dugout and helped the Twins do a 9-6 win over the Royals. Toronto, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Detroit, and the LA Angels also posted American League victories. In interleague play, Boston beat the New York Mets, Houston over Arizona, San Diego topping Texas. And Brad Keselowski has opened NASCAR's playoff chase. By continuing his winning streak, Keselowski raced to his third consecutive victory by handling a wreck-filled race at Las Vegas, roaring from the field in overtime to give team owner Roger Penske his 500th victory across all formats. Kyle Larson was second. Defending Cup Series champion Martin Truex Jr. was third after a stop-and-start finish to a race that featured 12 cautions. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.